Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare like this: every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Scatter the conspiracy against your life in the heavens. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft lions roaring against my destiny. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the lions. That's right. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power digging a hole for me, fall inside your hole. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Basente kaya bo shendera bakala karabo sante. Begin to declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power working against my moving forward, scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Masetaya kaya bo shendera bo kontera basanda yaba. Declare it loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I fire back every hour of backwardness. In the name of Jesus. Fire back every hour of backwardness. Posente kaya bo shendera bo kompola karaba santa. The real pole katende kaya bo shanda. Open your mouth and declare it here tonight. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Jehovah. Hallelujah. Oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir. Hallelujah. Excellent Jehovah. Hallelujah. Excellent Jehovah. Hallelujah. Sing it loud and clear. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. 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 The wall of Jericho fell down flat. The wall of Jericho fell down flat. When children of God were praising the Lord, the wall of Jericho. Sing it loud and clear. Oh, oh yes. Yes, we're praising the Lord. That wall of Jericho. Hallelujah, that was of Jericho. Hallelujah, that was of Jericho. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, I am. Hallelujah! 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 Yes! 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 No! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes! Hallelujah! Yes! Hallelujah! Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, that man who praise thy Lord. Oh, that man who praise thy Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. To the children of men, for his goodness and for his wonderful work, to the children of men, to the children of men, he has broken the gates of bars and caused the bars of fire. His son, he has broken the gates of bars and caused the bars of fire. Oh, that man, oh, that man. He has broken the gates of brass and caused the bars of iron. His son, he has broken. Yes, 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 and caused the bars of iron. Oh, that man, oh, that man who prays along. Oh, that man who prays along. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of, for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children. He has been the gates of bars and caused the bars of fire on his son. He has broken the bars and caused the bars of fire on his son. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land. Living, the Lord is good for us. Glory, O King, in Patera, glory, land, Ati Oku. Glory, O King, in Patera, glory, land, Ati Oku. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, you are the Lord. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah!
giving, the love is good forever.
Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord. Hallelujah! Yes, sir! Hallelujah! Yes, Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord. Hallelujah! Marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord. Hallelujah! Yes, 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 yes. Your hand. Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah. Shakeable must be shaken, all movable keep from moving. I'm starving, I call a fire. Oh, shake it, boom, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shake it, boom, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm serving a God of God. I'm shaking my shout hallelujah. Turn to somebody now. Pray for that person with all your heart. And the person who will pray for you with all his heart. Every power assigned to demote your destiny, in the name of Jesus, pray for your friend like that. That's right. Bakatenda rabo sopende ke yabo shende raba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Turn to another person now. Pray for that person with all your heart. Trauma assigned to disgrace you. In the name of Jesus. Tesente kayabo shande rabakante. Riapeli katende kayabo shende rabak. Nakantara bosopola bakaya boshenta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Turn to this person now. I say, every power that wants you to die shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for another evening before you. And we praise your holy name for bringing us here. Father, we pray that this very day, you open our understanding deeply. And that you do a deep work in our lives that we will never forget. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take our Bibles. This evening, we're looking at what I call the problem of modern witchcraft. The problem of modern witchcraft. And you would do well to listen to me very, very carefully. There is a rage going on now. It is a very strange rage. It is so strange because the kind of people you find getting involved are unbelievable. There is a strange interest going on in the hearts of men now. An interest in the occult world. A lot of young men and women are now going deeper and deeper into the occult in order to have upper hand against their colleagues. There is an evil rage going on now. And we have to be very careful, very cautious, and very vigilant. Remember, with all the power that Samson had, because if we declare a boxing ring in this church now, and you say, Samson, you are in the right corner, Delilah, you are in the left corner, and you ask them to fight a normal wrestling or boxing match, Samson will break the bones of Delilah into tiny pieces. But by the time Delilah came with her witchcraft, it made the strong man Samson useless. So you can see the influence and power of witchcraft. By the time the strategy is changed, some get really, really confused. This is a very serious matter. The first point which you must never forget is that witchcraft is public enemy number one. When Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, and as a result, men fell, the first religion they went into, immediately they fell from grace, was witchcraft. Therefore, witchcraft practice is very universal. It is found in every place where human beings live. It is one of the most efficient vehicles for satanic activity. It is a controlling center for satanic activity. It's a very, very serious matter. Whatever your race is, there is a version of witchcraft in all races. There are some places in this country, if you come from that place, don't let anybody beg you before you go for deliverance, because it is a city of witchcraft. Don't deceive yourself by saying, I'm born again, I'm sanctified, I'm spirit-filled, I have the word of God. Better go for deliverance if you have come from those witchcraft-infested areas. Deuteronomy chapter 18, from verse 9, shows us that God hates witchcraft. God hates witchcraft with perfect hatred. As I'm speaking now, I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying that I should tell somebody here that that yoke of satanic delay has broken now. Deuteronomy chapter 18 from verse 9. Deuteronomy 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observer of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. You take a popular world history book and begin to look at all those nations who practice witchcraft. You find that they have practically disappeared. That is what witchcraft does. It will destroy the nation, destroy the family, destroy things. God hates witchcraft with perfect hatred. Then, in the book of 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22, and Nahum chapter 3, verse 4, Let's first of all go to 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22. 2 Kings 9, 22. And Nahum 3:4 tells us that there are different kinds of witchcraft with many, many branches. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22. And it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu. Then he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And they answered, "What peace? So long as the ordinances of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many." Our witchcrafts are so many. So there are different kinds and different branches of witchcraft. The same thing you find in the book of Nahum chapter 3. Nahum chapter 3 verse 4. Nahum 3, 4. Nahum 3, 4. Find Nahum after Micah before Habakkuk. Nahum 3, 4. So because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft. Witchcraft there is plural. It's plural. So there are different kinds. Beloved, Satan has repackaged witchcraft to fit our modern tastes now. Witchcraft has been given a facelift. It has been renovated. But the very, very essence of it, the wickedness of it, is still intact. It's a battle cry I'm offering to you here tonight. So you know you cannot relax or play with your destiny. They are advanced now. They have improved all their technologies. And they are making witchcraft very attractive. So much now that you have Department of Witchcraft in some universities and you have courses on witchcraft being taught all over the place. A woman I prayed with in South Africa who had a baby that was talking in her womb. She said she, before she came to the crusade, she had gone to a witchcraft healer. And they told her that they needed $30,000. She gave them $10,000. They said, "It's not enough. Bring the 30, then we start." Now if you take foreign newspapers, you look at them on the internet, on the computer, people introduce themselves as witches. They are already in plenty of our newspapers now. They want to enlarge your breast. They want to enlarge your penis. They want to enlarge your leg and bottom. They want to pump your body so that it can be full of adultery. And I tell you, they are selling like no man's business. Say the breast is too small, pump it up. The penis is too small, pump it up. It's all modern witchcraft. Confusing people and selling people and sending them to hellfire quick. The wickedness of it is still intact, but the devil has repainted it. When last did you hear of an old witch confessing on the street and she was stoned to death? Consider that one has died down. The people involved now are young men and women. Terrible witchcraft amongst children now. Several times the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry have been invited to come and do deliverance in the school when some students were using the teachers as suya. The olden day witchcraft. Forget that idea now. Forget those former ideas. Now you have them very fashionable. They wear designer clothes, well-tailored suits. In the olden days, there are some leaves of plants they give to witches, and witches, if they drink from that leaf, they begin to confess. Not now. The present one will use that leaf as tea and coffee. In Yoruba land, they call them obo, obo leaves. But they will use it to prepare tea, and nothing will happen to them. We used to have a proverb in those days. They said, "The witch cried yesterday, and the child dies today. So who does not know that it is that witch that ate the child?" The modern day ones no longer cry yesterday. They will be crying as they are eating the baby. They won't cry to give you any warning. It is a disgrace, beloved, when a child of God enters a bus and somebody brings out a white handkerchief and blew it all over the bus and everybody sleeps off. Modern day witchcraft. Modern day witchcraft. It's modern day witchcraft when a man goes to a prostitute house and they brought a girl of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And the man who went to the prostitute house is around 60. And this man pointed at a child of 9. Said, that one will be more interesting. That's modern day witchcraft. In those days, you don't find little girls as prostitutes. These are serious, serious matters. And when witchcraft is allowed to operate, it will cause discord. It will cast spells on people. They will use it to call out people's spirits and then curse them. They will attack people with their demonic arrows. They will be summoning people's spirits to appear in their crystal ball or to appear in their mirror. I pray that if there is anyone here tonight that has been summoned to appear before a satanic mirror, the mirror shall explode in the face of the person calling you. It shall explode in their faces. It shall explode in their faces. It shall explode in their faces. In the name of Jesus. I have a message for somebody again. The Lord said that battle that you have inherited is dead tonight. With these powers of witchcraft, they cause incurable diseases, mental breakdown, convulsion, madness, absent-mindedness, sudden fever. The place will be as hot as no man's business, and the man has tied his check up to the polo. The check is blood, no malaria, no typhoid. Yes, he's getting fever. The way it is going now, unless we begin to act, they will waste so many things around us. The current day witches, they use sand, dust, because man is made from the dust. They make invocations from the dust and blow it into the air. They pour libation from the dust and release demonic words to trouble the life of people. They release demonic words to trouble a community. They draw evil powers and they direct those powers to go and cause trouble for other people. Some of them could charm the ground on which people are walking. And once people trample upon it, trouble starts. That's why we too should begin to learn anti-witchcraft strategies. They take dust from people's feet, speak to it, and use it to war against the person. These are things we should know how to counter. And it's all over the world. What is modern witchcraft? Modern witchcraft is looking for spiritual power without submitting to God. You want power, but you don't want it God's own way. That's modern witchcraft. Modern witchcraft is rebellion coupled with a desire to remain spiritual. You want to remain spiritual, but you want to remain in rebellion. Modern day witchcraft is collecting supernatural power from below. Because supernatural power comes from God or Satan. God gives power to those who believe the truth. Satan gives power to those who believe a lie. To approach God, truth is the passport. To have access to Satan's power, lying is the passport. That's why James 3:15 talks about the wisdom of the devil. These modern day practitioners, they are also referred to as modern sorcerers. When this witchcraft power is used, it prevents a person from listening to the voice of God. It makes people blind. It is actually counterfeit spiritual authority. So any possession of power outside the living God, this is the kind of thing that is we're talking about. These days, believers are being bypassed on their job by less qualified people. And you don't understand. You have worked hard. Don't speak one person like that who just finished from school and then put it on top of the person. Believers are being put on the shelf while new people move to the top of advancement. And you couldn't understand that these ones are practicing some magic that you don't know. Marriages that are considered very solid are suddenly breaking up. Children with good records in school, all of a sudden they become dull and erratic. Many things that should go normally just develop unexplainable obstacles. In many places, children are the ones running the home. Children are killing the parents. The guilty, they are being favored by the court of law. And you could not understand what's going on. The victims
who have been cheated are left helpless. Workplace is being run by those who can do the highest witchcraft. The real answer, beloved, is that organized witchcraft has turned a new way of battle against ignorant Christians. And a lot of people are going deeper and deeper into the occultic world to receive power to overcome their colleagues. And so modern witchcraft has now spread to so many areas. In the church, you find various forms of witchcraft operating now. It is witchcraft for you to get married inside the church, and that marriage is breaking down inside the church. It's witchcraft. Witchcraft is extending to schools and education system. Terrible witchcraft books are being sold to children to read now. In the area of relationships and love, witchcraft is now getting in. People are using spells, love potion to capture people. In the area of entertainment, plenty of witchcraft is in practice now. In the area of drama, comedy, plenty of witchcraft. They want to overshadow each other. Television. That one is witchcraft by itself and is introducing a lot of witchcraft into people's lives. Movies. Modern day witchcraft has entered to pornographic materials. Plenty of witchcraft catching people there. Unfortunately, even medicine now. There are plenty of occultic, satanic doctors who say they are practicing medicine now, and they don't practice medicine. They are just there to serve the will of Satan. If you must go to the hospital, you must sanctify that hospital. You must pray, sanctifying prayers there, and pray on the drugs they are going to give to you if you must take it. Because there is a lot of terrible things happening all over the place. How could somebody who has 4 or 5 degrees in medicine be drinking human blood? Something is wrong. You will have thought that kind of thing can, that only a bushman in the village will be doing it. But no, the men who are doing it now are no longer bushmen. A brother that escaped from ritual killers. He said those ritual killers are specialists at making money magic. He said, in the night, if you see plenty of big cars that are driving to that place to collect money magic. In the business world, witchcraft has entered. Check the names on some products. You know that these names are not ordinary names. More and more products are looking like serpents and they are looking like fishes. Lodge members. All these are into witchcraft now. Even the world of recreation, some people to just relax, leisure. Witchcraft has got inside. The home life, witchcraft has entered inside. Even the holidays we take, most of the holidays are all witchcraft holidays anyway. Law enforcement areas, in the judiciary, in seminaries, in unions, witchcraft has entered. And if we as believers just sit around and watch, it's like they put you in the court of Pharaoh and you are busy watching the serpents of the magicians. If you stay in the court of Pharaoh watching the serpents of magicians, their serpents will bite you. But if you command your own serpent to swallow their serpents, you will teach them who is God. There are some simple indicators. You can know whether there is modern witchcraft happening right under your nose. When you see somebody with occultic drawing on books and notebooks, then you know witchcraft is already operating. It's a serious matter. Many of the earrings, chains, bangles, pendants the sisters are putting on have occultic insignia on them. Unfortunately, most believers don't even know what an occultic sign is. And once they put it on, trouble starts. You find somebody's diary, and the diary is filled with strange signs, symbols, drawings, the sign of 666. You know you are looking at a modern witchcraft. You get to somebody's house, you find that all the books he's reading is books on crime, blood, murder, Satan, evil books. He doesn't read good books. He's a witch. Somebody has an unusual interest in the Bible without a change in his behavior. He has so much interest in the Bible, but you can't find any change in her character. He will be quoting the Bible and at the same time he will be stealing and committing fornication. That person is a witch. See somebody reading satanic Bible, or you go to the house, you are seeing satanic altars in the house. Or you find a person with a very big interest in horror films, horror magazines, all those terrible stories, he's interested. He's a witch.
When you see boys and girls, even now married women, who will go and grow very long fingernails, they are witches. Cuts on the body, marks on the body, tattoos on the body. I said, why do you put this on your body? I said, it's a style. It's even terrible now. When you travel abroad, they put a ring in the nose. They put a ring on the umbilical cord. I even seen a ring on the tongue. It's all modern witchcraft. People cut their bodies anyhow and put any kind of pictures. Sometimes they put the marks in obscure places like the buttocks, the genitals, and the breast. You see some people, somebody who delights in torturing animals. It's witchcraft, modern witchcraft. When I say a small boy who holds a rat on top of the fire and is dangling the rat, you are looking at a witch. And there are plenty of modern weapons of witchcraft that they are using these days, that has captured people, that has destroyed lives, and that has caused all kinds of confusion in people's lives. It is a great problem. Because of our time, I have to stop here. I'll pick it up again next week. But then, unless we begin to do something quick as Christians to address these things, they will deal with us. And it will be a very, very sad thing. It is to us Jesus gave power. He said, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. The serpent and scorpion Jesus is talking about is not the physical serpent and scorpion you see on the floor. No. He's talking about the power of the enemy in the totality of all his ramifications. There are men and women around us who have altar inside their stomach. The olden day witches will rain plenty and plenty and plenty and plenty of incantations before their demons begin to operate. The modern ones don't need long incantations because he has already swallowed his altar. His altar is inside it. His spirit man is actually the strong man. And this is a very serious situation. The children of Satan know what they are doing. It's we that we sometimes don't know what we are doing. This is why the preacher shouts all the time, depart from sin, depart from sin, because any sin in your life makes you a target of these powers. And they have wasted so many lives, they are wasting so many lives. The other time we did a crusade in the campus, and three ladies came to see me after the crusade. The crusade was not in Lagos, but these ladies traveled all the way to Lagos. They traveled all the way to Lagos. And they came bringing a pot. I said, what is in this pot? They said, there are materials we took from men in the campus. How did you collect it? They said, we collected it during sex. It's their semen. So what do I, why are you bringing it now? Saying, we have repented, but you see, once we collect these things and take it away, this man will never amount to anything again in life. So since we have repented, we have surrendered our life to Jesus, is there anything we can do to help this man? So do you know who they are? Says that there are so many, we don't know who they are again. We don't even know where they are. Imagine that kind of man now. Now he has finally surrendered his life to Jesus. They have forgotten what they collected from him many years ago, and they are now using it against him. He now goes to a church where nobody talks about deliverance, nobody talks about prayer, everybody is just doing praise worship. Then they finish him off. I pray that anyone here tonight who is a target of these powers will be delivered by fire. Will be delivered by fire. In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. If you are here tonight, you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly by raising up your right hand so you can be free from this power. Father, I thank you for this one. Lay your hands upon their lives. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. If you put your hand up just now, even the day we close, don't go home. Just come to the front just to see us very quickly. There are prayers to pray tonight. Serious prayers indeed. Some have already become victims. Some have been swallowed halfway. Some are already in the stomach of the serpent. The belly of the stomach has to burst and the candidates have to be released. This is why we need these prayers. If you are under the cage of modern witchcraft, you will probably not know at all. Because the way they operate is not the way you think they should operate. All eyes closed. You will shout this loud and clear. Make sure nobody's voice overshadows your own. For the next few minutes, I want you to receive holy madness from heaven and pray a prayer that will get your result now, now. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every dog of witchcraft backing against my life. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the dogs. This is not a night to negotiate. Bakatenda kaya boshende rabo kostante yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. As somebody was praying, a coffin appeared at the front of the person. Somebody got out from that coffin and was trying to silence this person praying. This is not a day to negotiate. With fire and with power, you say this again. With force and with power. Witchcraft powers! Troubling my star! You are a liar! Death! In the name of Jesus! That's right. The power of God. Move. That's right. You want trouble in your star? In Jesus' name we pray. The following six prayers will cause serious chaos in the kingdom of darkness. My breakthroughs in the custody of witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. Command it to be released. Tonight, yes, Bosente Kaya Boshende Rabokonda. In Jesus' name we pray. Very good. Every witchcraft gathering, summon to disgrace me. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter it! Yes, yes. Masekaya boshendera bokontaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Banks of witchcraft, holding my money. Can you shout this loud and clear? Releasing my fire in the name of Jesus. Come on, it's a believing. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Witchcraft calendar. Assigned against me. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Witchcraft timetable. Assigned against me. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every witchcraft embargo of my father's house. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.